You're listening to Infrequency on iZobie Radio. I'm your host, Eleanor Grace, and I'm so, so excited to be joined right now by Zach Farrow, the man behind Half Noise. How's it going, Zach?
Hey, Eleanor, how are you?
Doing great, man. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is very exciting.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Well, I mean, it's an exciting time for Half Noise in general right now, because this is, right now, this is kind of the start of a new chapter for you. You know, you've got a new record coming out in the fall. You just dropped the first single, Know the Feeling. And I think that song is definitely a sign of this new direction that you're heading in musically with this record, you know? And you've said that even though you've released a handful of songs with Half Noise over the past 5 years, this record really feels like a new start for you and like the culmination of everything that you've been working towards. So I guess just to start us off, what was your vision going into this new record, and like what kind of sense did you have of how you wanted to try and really refine what Half Noise is with this record?
Well, man, that was a great intro.
Thanks, man.
Like, bring you along to every other interview I do. So what are you going for? I'm like, Eleanor, please take it away. Yeah, I started this project after I had stopped touring with my previous band, Paramore, that I was playing in since I was like 13. And I did not really know what I wanted to do next and didn't really know if I even wanted to tour. And so all the while I was kind of traveling. Like I said before we started the interview, I was kind of telling you I was traveling over to New Zealand, like hanging in Australia, New Zealand for a couple years. And over there, I really like kind of discovered that I really, really love making my own music. Before, I was super shy and timid about it. And I was like too worried about what it sounded like. And like, I think I cared too much. Just, I think it was kind of nice to leave Nashville as well. That's where I'm from. And everybody plays guitar, drums, bass, like they kind of do everything. So it was like no one was impressed, or no one really even knew how to be encouraging about starting music, or, and you're like, okay, great, well, I should never play music again. So it took a few, you know, years to figure out what I wanted to do. And I think with this new album, I have also all the while been growing up and like refining my taste in music and what I'm inspired by, and getting into a lot of old records. Like, I mean, I hadn't really gotten into the Beatles until like 3 years ago.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'd been playing music, you know, and then, you know, started getting into the, you know, the New Orders and Talking Heads. And that was like massive inspiration for this album, and into like Afrobeat music from that. And so I've kind of like, through my musical taste shifting and everything like that, I was also just realizing that I'm such an upbeat person, and I don't know why I'm writing music that doesn't reflect that a ton. So I feel like this album is not only, it's like the most proud I've ever been of any music I've ever been a part of, but it's also reflects me as a person more. So I feel like this album is a really good representation of me and what I'm into. And I feel like I wasn't thinking, you know, people might think I'm cool if I do this, kind of like thoughts I've had before, which is just me being honest, because I think every artist does that. It's like, is this cool? Is this great? But I kind of just was in the midst of it and enjoyed it and didn't like second guess really any of it.
Wow. So the thing with this record is really it was just you letting go of all of that other background noise.
I would say, yeah, but letting go, but also holding on to the things that I just wanted to accomplish. So it wasn't like I wasn't there. I was 100% there, but I think I let go of all the worry and the fear that I've normally brought into recording. And so what I really wanted to bring, besides great songs and great sounds and stuff like that, I wanted to bring my upbeat personality to the music that made just people smile or like feel uplifted or like upbeat, or, you know, like I wanted it to be kind of summery and upbeat and fun. And for this album, I just kind of let it happen, and I'm like really stoked about it. So
totally. Yeah. And, you know, kind of along those lines, one thing that you said about the last Half Noise record that you did that I thought was really interesting is you said that on that record, you felt like you were able to write out of the passion of your heart and not out of the worry of your mind, which I thought was just, you know, such a compelling idea. And this album is definitely, I think, the most that you've ever achieved that in your music. You know, it is, like you said, the most like upbeat, carefree sounding stuff you've ever written, and you've said the fact that you didn't take yourself too seriously in your life while you were writing, that really spilled over into the music, and that, you know, speaks to everything you were just saying. So what do you feel like really draws you towards those, like, sort of upbeat, no worries vibes when you're writing? Because there's so many different ways to approach a solo record, and this seems like what you're really drawn towards.
Right. I mean, I think it's just such a representation of, like, my everyday life. I just like to make people laugh. I like to be around friends. I'm, like, such an extrovert that I love meeting people. I love surrounding myself with people. If I go, like, a day, I mean, there's definitely times where I need quiet time, but if I go, like, a day without seeing people, I'm like, oh, man, who can I hang out with? Like, I'm just such a people person, and I think that the coolest thing my roommate said, I think it was the coolest thing anyone said, after hearing my, like, songs, like, mixed and, like, done, my roommate was like, man, the coolest thing is, like, I love the songs, and I love this new album. I actually, like, would listen to this, but he's like, my favorite thing is it just feels like I'm hanging out with you when I listen to it.
Hell yeah.
And I was just like, exactly. I was like, hell yeah, dude. That's, like, that's so important to me. Because the funny thing is there's, like, the opposite of, like, the music itself is super upbeat, but the lyrical content is typically pretty, I guess, serious and a little bit heavy.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny because it's like I have two sides where, like, I don't want to just always have a good time and, like, yeah, let's go out and, like, drink a ton. It's like, I don't think it's, like, always, like, cool, let's go crazy. But for the most part, it's like, I also love having deep conversations with my friends, and, like, I like surrounding myself with people I know I'm going to, like, hang out with for the rest of my life. And there's so much meaning in our friendships and in my life that it would be so hard for me to just make a song that's just, like, a club song, because, like, I mean, that stuff's fun, but I also have to always have a little bit of substance within, you know, something upbeat.
Yeah, and I do think bringing up, you know, the serious lyrics is really interesting, and that hits on something that I was going to mention, because, you know, lyrically, it's not as carefree as the music sounds, you know? So do you,
right.
Do you find that therapeutic to, you know, with whatever you're dealing with that might be a little bit heavier? Does it help you to put a positive spin on it when you're turning it into music?
Yeah, well, you know what's funny is I write the music first for the most part. So I actually, like, vibe out and get, like, tones and, like, start, like, it's so funny. Like, there's this new Blood Orange music video that came out, and he's, like, on this drum machine. And I was like, dude, that's exactly how I write. Like, just, like, get a beat going or, like, something looping. And then I just start, like, layering things and vibing out on it. And then the lyrics and melody start coming. So it's, like, funny because I don't write lyrics first and try to color them with, like, a upbeat kind of template. It's just kind of like, I don't know. I don't really know if I know how to write something super duper, like, feels good today, I'm going to go, like, high five my friend. I don't really know how to, like, when I hear a song like that, I don't know. It's hard for me to, like, believe that, especially when I'm singing that every night or, like, performing that. I have to have something that I'm kind of believing in. And it is totally therapeutic for me because I don't know, and I'll be honest, like, there's, like, one relationship I had that this whole album's pretty much about, and it just really screwed me up, and so it's really hard for me to, like, I've written a ton of music on my own, but this album felt like I finally came to, if you will, and I was, like, super present, and I was, like, finally writing stuff that was, like, effortless and natural to me, and I was like, I can't be this, I can't be that, but this is who I am. And so when I kind of decided to not try to be, you know, everyone and any and everything, I was just, you know, I felt super connected to the music, and I think when that happened, I naturally felt like I had never, even if I'd sang about that relationship before, I'd never fully gotten to, like, go through it, and I feel like I did on this album. And a lot of, almost every song is about that, because it was kind of a shitty situation, but
you felt like you were able to open yourself up to letting that out?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, for sure. I mean, if you meet me, I'm the least guarded person ever. You know, I totally wear my heart on my sleeve, and I give everybody the benefit of the doubt, and I make instant best friends, you know? So especially with music, I'm like, I can't hide from this. This is exactly what I'm feeling, and I'm not too hard to read. And it just kind of just came out. And I think it was 100% therapeutic. I think that's a new word.
Terribly therapeutic.
It was therapeutic, though, because I was like, man, this is, I don't know why, but this makes me feel good. But I just want to sing, like, you know, like, know the feeling is like, it's just so hard to lose you, you know, like, and it's kind of like this album and even the video, even though it's lighthearted and funny, it's got like this thing where it's like, you don't really have the chance. Like, if someone just doesn't want to be with you, you don't really have the chance to be like, well, I still want to be with you. It's just kind of over.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like this album of like, well, this is what I would have said to you if you were to like listen, you know, but something about like the undertone of the beats and everything kind of, and it being upbeat and there, it's kind of like has like an, like a light kind of vibe to the music and groovy and stuff is kind of like, well, I'm fine though. I don't know. It's like I'm moving on, even though the lyrics are kind of, and the lyrical content's a little on the dark side. It's kind of like, I don't know, the music, I hope, pushes it through, and it's like, it's, yeah, but it's all good kind
it's
of thing.
Like,
I don't know.
When I'm done singing about this, it's going to be okay.
Right, right. It's kind of like if Bob Marley sings something, I don't know, a little bit intense, you're still like vibing because the music's so dope.
Yeah, totally. <You know? laughs> But yeah, no, that what everything that you're saying really does make a lot of sense with this record, you know what I mean? And it's almost funny that it sounds like you went through something dark to make this record because you came out with the sunniest thing that you've made so far.
Yeah,
so
well,
there is
so
very
good.
Much that dichotomy at play in the record, but
right,
I think that really works.
Right, cool.
Yeah. Now, as a musical project, obviously Half Noise has always really been you at its core. You know, and of course you write everything, you play everything, you handle all the art direction, but this time around, you took it one step further and self-produced the record, working really closely with friends and collaborators. So what made that feel like the right next step for you and this record? What made that feel like the right time to sort of take that leap and take control of the project on the next level?
I mean, I think the decision to produce it on my own and co-produce it with some friends, you know, nowadays, if you have like the right gear at your house, you can kind of build this picture of something that you, especially in the genre that Half Noise is in, I would say it's like alternative indie pop stuff. So it's like, it's not like big studio, got to get like the professional guitar player to come in there and do a guitar solo. It's not like a massive studio album. So you can kind of get the picture of like what it's going to sound like on your own in a way. And so when the songs were kind of at like 70% already, and I was going to LA to finish them with my friend Phil Daniel and my friend Scott Cleary, who they both helped me like finish it and produce it, I was kind of like, I don't really need like an overhaul, like producer to come in here and go, no, we need to change this and swap this chorus and change this. I don't really work that well with that anyway within my own music anyway. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, it just kind of made sense because I was working with my friend Mike at the time and he was managing me and he introduced me to my manager RH. Now big up RH if you're listening. But yeah, just like I went out to LA with RH and Mike and I wrote with Scotty and Phil, and it was like, it just felt more like, it felt perfect. I don't know how to explain it. It wasn't like we could all produce this and make, like, we need to turn this upside down and, like, I need tons of help. It was like, you guys just want to, like, help me finish this? Because I'm pretty close. And then we had written a couple songs and they just felt like it was so magical. We, like, from the beginning, it felt super effortless and great and, like, carefree and rad. And so I was just like, I know I need to come out here and finish it with these guys. So that kind of boosted my creativity and like my drive to go home and just finish the record. And so I just went there with like 70% of the album done. And we just kind of colored on it and redid the vocals and redid synth parts and kind of finessed it. And I guess it was because the vision I had for the album was already kind of played out and I didn't really need someone to come in and change that.
Yeah, you knew that you had found what you needed to take those songs the rest of the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think you just said the word effortless, and I think that that's perfect because that is really what this record sounds like. You know what I mean? It does sound effortless. It sounds like the music just came pouring out of you. But, you know, I think it's really interesting because I was reading some older Half Noise interviews as well, and back in 2012 when, not that the project was first starting out, but you were first starting to introduce it to the world and bring it out publicly. And you could really tell how much you were putting yourself out there for the first time. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's not like you hadn't spent time in the spotlight with Paramore, but you were always behind the kit and with a group of people. And this time the spotlight was directly on you. And in some of those older interviews, you talked about how it was making you feel kind of vulnerable, a little bit insecure. And I think that it's just crazy because even in the 4 years since then, you can tell that you've really fully stepped into this project, I think, you know? So, I you know, how do you feel when you reflect on how much you've grown since those early days and that sort of vulnerability that making music yourself used to make you feel and where you're at now?
I mean, I definitely feel different. And you bringing that to my attention makes me thankful that I've cared more in certain areas and I've cared less in most areas. And so I'm like, okay, cool. I'm not like, at the start I was so like, okay, what am I doing? I mean, I've always been in an interview with three other people, four other people. Okay. Like I'm doing this by myself and they're just asking me about what lyrics I wrote. That's weird. It was such a shift, but it's also like I had been doing music for years and about 8 years professionally at that point. But, this is such a different ballgame. So I needed like years and some time to like grow in this as well. So I feel like in a way I started all the way over.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's some elements were the same, but for the most part, I was like, I don't even know how to do this. So it just took time, you know, and I'm just thankful that over time I kind of was developing as an artist and I was developing as just personally as like a person and who I am. And in turn, I was less worried about a lot of things because when I start worrying about things, I'm not really myself. And so if anything, I'm just stoked that I've become more myself with my music and they've become more intertwined rather than, you know, separating the two.
Yeah. Would you say that growth is why this album feels like you're starting out again with Half Noise for the first time? Because I know that's something that you've said, and I feel like this record really does speak to just how much you've grown. Like, is that why, or does that play into why this feels like a new start for you?
I would definitely say so. I mean, I would never compare myself to like the Beatles at all, but like if you watch an interview or see them, they just don't really seem like they were any different on or off camera. I mean, I'm sure they were a little bit, but that's so inspiring to me to like see people not having this like facade or this kind of fake personality thing. And so I definitely think that me just even being more comfortable in my skin and just being more comfortable with being a singer and a writer. And it's been a culmination of things. And I definitely think that it's the reason why I feel like it's almost the first album I've ever put out because I'm so connected to it in a way that I isn't inhibited with any like worry or fear. There's only just like excitement and hopefulness attached to it. Not like it doesn't feel like a step away from my regular life at all. So
feels like an extension of it.
Exactly. This is an extension of my everyday life, only I'm getting to do what I love. So it's actually like dream job.
Hell yeah. Well, of course, we've mentioned Paramore, your old band, a couple times in the interview. Obviously, playing with them, such a huge part of your formative years as a musician. And you've always, you know, I've never felt like you've tried to, you know, step away from that. You know what I mean? I think you've always made it really clear how proud you are of where you came from. But at the same time, it does seem like it's always going to be a part of the conversation, you know what I mean? And I always hear, you know, Half Noise, the solo project of Paramore's founding drummer, you know? It has not ever seemed like you've taken issue with that or tried to separate yourself from it, but I am curious how you feel about the fact that sort of does color everything that you do now, you know what I mean? Even being like, I think 12 years out at this point from when you started Paramore as a kid. Like, how does it feel to always have that be a part of the conversation?
I mean, with an interview like this, Eleanor, it's rad because, like, I'm just thankful that you know your stuff and you're like, well, your new album, this feels like this and sounds like you. And I'm just like, whoa, cool. You're not just, like, asking these, like, really shallow questions just to get to, like, the Paramore goods, you know? And it's like, that's totally part of my history, and I'm super thankful for it. It's like helped me, you know, like I developed as an artist in those years. I was like, I got to travel the world. It was great. And I was like young, and I'm like still young. I'm only 26. So it's like, I didn't like do it for my whole life. And I'm not like, I don't look back at that. I'm like, oh man, I wish I hadn't done that, or it's embarrassing, or I don't want to talk about this. Or I just look back and I'm like, rad, that was such a fun time. And I still love the people in that band. And I just look back at it with fond memories. And I don't mind when people talk about it. The only thing that just is, it comes with the territory, you know. They're a gigantic band still. And even when I left, they like won a Grammy, and they were just like, got even bigger than when I was in the band. So it makes sense that people are like, you know, that's where I came from, and that's what they're like, a talking piece. But the only thing that is hard, and like I've said, is just when people only want to interview you or talk to you because of that. Yeah. And so it's like, cool, well, all I feel like we achieved is that you confirmed that I did play with them. and I said yes, and cool, well, you don't really know what I'm doing now, and that's okay, but because it is part of my life. But I feel like the biggest part is being left out when we don't talk about what I'm doing now.
Yeah,
if it's done, like, well, it's like, not, it's rad, it's fine to talk about,
for sure. Yeah, it does seem like you've managed, you're at a, you know, a place of peace with it, which is good,
right? Well, and everybody knows that, like, Haley's been tweeting, like, they've asked me to play drums on their album, on their new album. So she's like put it on their Instagram and like put it on their website and stuff, and it's like no joke that I'm back, like just playing drums for them on their album alongside with like doing my Half Noise stuff. So it's like almost as soon as like my new song came out, it was right around the same time like photos of us all hanging out in the studio together came out. So it was like round two of like, is he back in the band? Like, it's like more talking things of like, he used to be in the band and now he might be back in the band. It's like, oh man, you can do anything in Paramore fans. Like, you can even tell them exactly what they want to hear and they'll still want to know more.
Yeah.
Which is it's rad, because they're just like, Paramore fans are the most like loyal and like amazing fans that I've ever seen. Like, I've played for other bands, I've been on tour with other bands, and they're just like so dedicated. So it's just kind of crazy. You post one photo and they're like freaking out. Like, they screenshot like photos of me on Haley's Snapchat and like tweet them. And I'm like, oh man,
they're just like, in the band?
Yeah, they have like their own TMZ kind of thing going on. It's wild, but
funny. Man. But can we confirm, again, I don't want to dig too deep into the Paramore thing, but we can confirm you're just playing drums on the record, and that's enough to get excited about.
That's it. And that's literally all it is right now. You know, like, no one's really asked because I've kind of deterred the question and stuff, but I'm doing Half Noise. That's like my band. They've asked me to drum because I hang with Taylor, the guitar player, who's played shows with me in Half Noise. And we like have just been best friends since I was 11. So it was natural. Like, hey man, do you want to play on our album? Like, if you totally don't have to, but it'd be cool if you want to come, like. And it was like, yeah, of course, we've always been friends. And yeah, it was like a little bit of weirdness because I left the band in a few years, but all that stuff is not even there anymore.
Yeah, totally.
And there's no hard feelings, and it's just been rad and fun. So, and that's literally all there is. There's nothing else to like that people could find out about, because that's all there is. Yeah.
Well, Zach, there's so much exciting stuff happening in your world right now. Again, the new record, it's going to be out in the fall. More details are going to be out about that very soon. In the meantime, everybody, keep your eyes on Half Noise. Zach, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
You've got it locked to Infrequency, only on iTobi Radio.